Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. So it's a rainy Tuesday here. I had a fairly good sleep last night. But my allergies are, I don't know what's wrong with them. My eyes are a little itchy. Which is weird because it's raining, so I don't know what the deal is with that. On today's episode, I wanted to get away from talking about video games or politics, which is what I usually talk about. And I wanted to chat about web design. For those that don't know, I work full-time as a graphic designer. I would say probably 40% of my workload is probably web or interactive based. We still do a lot of print work, and that is probably the majority of my time spent doing ID design, brochures, signage, advertising, that kind of stuff. And I've been doing this now for, I think this is my 15th year at Rally Creative, which is the company that I work for. And I've been making websites probably longer than that. I would say 20 years. It was probably maybe even longer. I started making websites in high school when we, well, I say we as in a group of friends and I had internet access in our school library. And this is back when internet was, it wasn't a widespread thing. We had one friend that had it at home, and that was on a dial-up connection, of course. But for the rest of us, we accessed it through our school library. And we built very crude, hand-coded HTML pages that we hosted on Angel Fire and GeoCities, which were free hosting sites at the time. But then started to display banner ads, but there was code you could put into your site that would kind of turn those ads off, which we all thought we were pretty cool for doing. When I entered college, I learned Flash, which, if you lived kind of in that internet era, things people were doing with Flash were pretty amazing, and I was definitely a champion for Flash. As a designer, it was just a visual tool with very minimal knowledge of coding. You could design and develop some pretty great interactive things and then publish it on the web. And the beauty of Flash was that as long as you had that Flash plugin, which like 99% of the computers had, it looked great and it worked. This was also at a time when we would put site requirements on a website. Then Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone and Flash died, which I feel kind of sad about. I think Flash was a great tool, but it did have its flaws, I guess, in the grand landscape of web. It would consume a lot of battery on phones, and we probably wouldn't be to where we are now without Apple kind of stepping in and not supporting Flash on the world's most popular mobile device. So yeah, I think we all know how the Flash story ended. So my career then as a designer, we then offloaded programming to a third-party programmer that we've worked with for a number of years, and I kind of lost my coding skills. I think coding's one of those things where if you're not kind of doing it on a day-to-day, the technology moves so fast that it's hard to keep up. So fast forward a few years later, I'm designing front ends of websites, and the programmer is kind of handling the back end. Now everything starts moving to WordPress, which it has its strengths, but I think as a designer, you're definitely pigeonholed into designing things a certain way to fit that framework. Especially for the kind of budgets that we have on some projects. It doesn't give us a lot of room to do things like we used to do when I was working directly with the code in Flash. You also add the responsive side to the web design, which means, you know, this website needs to look good on a phone as well as a desktop, and I feel that also limits your creativity as a designer. We didn't have to worry about phones back in the day, and now we do. So yeah, the internet is definitely changed. I probably sound like an old man talking about how things were better back in my day. I've got a lot more to say on this topic, but I will end today's episode here because I am now at work. Yeah, we'll chat more about design stuff. I think I have a lot of knowledge on it since I've been doing it for so long. But yeah, hope you guys have a good day. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.